From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. In a few minutes, why 40% of people who have heart attacks drive themselves to the hospital, and why former President George W. Bush has dropped the word disorder when talking about post-traumatic stress. First, it's Fair War time again at Love Field. Virgin America announced today it'll fly from Dallas to Austin for $39. KERA's Bill Zeeble reports that got the attention of Dallas-based Southwest, which built its business in part on that route.
Virgin America launches flights from Love Field to Austin April 28th with the sincerest form of flattery to competitor Southwest Airlines. It'll imitate that carrier's proven ploy, a sale.
I think it's cheap. You can't get there and take a gas for $39, you wouldn't think.
Drury Levy from Dallas says the price is so good, half of Southwest's standard low fare, he might even consider a cheap flight to Austin. That's when Virgin America might try selling him an upgrade to first class. Virgin America's Abby Leonardini says that's something Southwest doesn't offer.
You know, we actually have a lot of respect for Southwest Airlines as the original, you know, low-fare carrier. And the difference with Love Field in particular is that our primary competitor there doesn't have a first-class or a premium economy cabin.
An upgrade sale wouldn't work on Marilyn Bailey. She's happy with Southwest's low prices and something offered by Southwest.
The free baggage on Southwest.
Southwest isn't asleep in the cockpit. It's matching Virgin America's $39 fares to Austin. Those flights must be booked before midnight tomorrow. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Today was supposed to be the first day that young immigrants could sign up under President Obama's latest executive order. But Monday night, a federal judge from Texas put a hold on executive orders that would have provided work permits and temporary relief from deportation to about 5 million undocumented immigrants. Sergio Hayakawa is with the Mexican consulate in Dallas. He's disappointed with the decision.
Because this represents to them to get out from the shadows, to get access to better pay wages. They can go with any employer and can work and elevate their way of life.
Hayakawa says immigrants shouldn't be alarmed because the federal government plans to appeal the judge's decision. He's also warning them to stay away from people claiming to fix immigration status for a fee. Outside the consulate today, 14-year-old Brenda Benitez stood in line with her father, who's in the country illegally.
I thought it was like hope for them to be able to stay here for like not illegally. And now with that, it kind of like scares me a little that at any moment, we could, like, just be in their hands.
Brenda was brought to the U.S. from Mexico by her parents as a child. She turns 15 in November and says she hopes the issue is resolved by then so she can be eligible for deportation relief, too. The Bush Institute held its second annual Military Service Initiative Summit in Dallas today, and former President George W. Bush moderated a discussion with veterans on post-traumatic stress. He made a point of not using the word disorder.
We've dropped the D at the Bush Center. A PTS is an injury. It is not an illness. And I appreciate you talking about the stigma attached to it, because it's an impediment for people realizing their God-given talent.
Sitting beside him on a stage at the Bush Institute were three veterans, including David Smith, a Marine corporal during Operation Iraqi Freedom. He was honorably discharged nearly a decade ago and has suffered from PTS.
The truth is that I didn't take responsibility for fixing the things that I knew needed fixed. Some of the mental health issues and things like that that I knew were going on.
Smith told the audience he was ready to take his life using a shotgun. But thanks to another veteran with PTS, he got help. Two summers ago, he graduated from UC Berkeley with a degree in political science and now mentors others in the National Wounded Warrior Project. The goal of this summit was to work on partnerships between nonprofits and funders to improve services for veterans post-deployment. Every day in Dallas County, about 30 people have a heart attack. And research shows there's a simple trick that can decrease the time it takes to get surgery, dialing 911. As part of KERA's Breakthrough series, Lauren Silverman reports on a collaboration among hospitals and the American Heart Association to speed up heart attack treatment across North Texas.
70-year-old Ed Wawadzik is a hearty man and a bit headstrong.
I don't get sick. If I do, I don't talk about it much.
So 4 years ago, when he started feeling pain in his chest after eating a ham and cheese sandwich, his first thought was not to call 911. Instead, he called his wife, Carla, who, yes, called 911.
I felt like an elephant had landed on me. I thought, this is it. You know, I'm done. So I eventually ended up on the curb out front waiting for the fire truck and everybody to come.
He didn't wait long. 5 minutes later, the fire department arrived and began a highly orchestrated set of procedures to save Wawadzik's life. En route to Methodist Richardson Hospital, paramedics did an echocardiogram, which revealed total blockage of an artery. They called the ER to prep for surgery. And just 18 minutes after passing through the hospital doors, a doctor cut open the blockage.
All of a sudden, the firemen and everybody yelled, 18 minutes! They said, you're done, and you're okay.
That's a record-breaking treatment time for the hospital. And it's thanks, in part, to a multi-million-dollar grant from the Carruth Foundation of Texas. The first stage of the grant focused on improving coordination among hospitals and first responders. The result? A 30-minute cut in the time between arrival at the hospital and opening of a blocked artery. And in the world of heart attacks, time is muscle.
Your heart is one giant muscle, and the longer it goes without proper oxygenation, the more damage it's going to sustain, and ultimately that affects your outcome when you leave the hospital.
Chris Shira is a paramedic in Dallas. He says even though dozens of people in North Texas have heart attacks every day, most of them don't call 911.
Some people dismiss it and think, oh, I'm just having indigestion. Some people try home remedies, you know, apple cider vinegar or pickle juice, something like that.
He points out these are all bad ideas. What's worse, this scary statistic.
40% of people that were having a heart attack were driving themselves to the emergency room. You don't want to be sharing the highway with someone who's having a heart attack. You know, things can get bad really quick.
Which is why in phase two of the Carruth grant, the American Heart Association is urging people to pick up the phone through a public media campaign called Don't Die of Doubt. Call 911.
Minutes matter. At the first sign of a heart attack, like chest pain or discomfort, call 911.
The TV spots and billboards started in January and will continue for 2 years. So can campaigns like this work?
I think the campaigns actually have been fairly effective, you know, in getting people to respond faster to those symptoms rather than trying to pretend that they don't exist or taking antacids or things like that.
Dr. John Finnegan is dean of the School of Public Health at the University of Minnesota. A decade ago, he led a nationwide study looking at the effects of a public campaign encouraging people with any symptoms of a heart attack to call 911. Like the Dallas campaign, Finnegan's focused on educating health workers as well as patients.
So while the system may be functioning very well, it's one of those things where you always have to keep educating the next generation of the public to be able to respond quickly to those symptoms, preferably not driving yourself.
Nationally, half of people call 911 for cardiac emergencies. In North Texas, that number is only 4 in 10. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
To learn the signs of a heart attack and find out more about the Don't Die of Doubt initiative, go to breakthroughs.kera.org. Overnight low of 33. Tomorrow, sunny skies, high around 62. Slight chance of showers on Friday, high 68. Same on Saturday, but Sunday, cold front rolls in. 53 degrees in Dallas, 55 in Fort Worth now. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.